Can you really help? Four commentators write about the increase in the number of people doing volunteer work abroad. A.
Over the years, many students have chosen to do voluntary work overseas, but now this has become far more complicated. The reason may be the growth of volunteerism agencies, which are driven by an underlying commercial agenda. This is not the only complication, however. The relationship between different countries is complex, and many emerging market countries, those with growing international economies, are booming. Some are arguably better run than so-called developed countries, and consequently, the view that help is a one-way gift is old-fashioned. In this case, agencies do have a part to play. Volunteerism should be seen as a two-way exchange, which is as good for the giver as the receiver. The volunteers themselves probably remain convinced of their ability to change the world, but what is actually more valuable for them is the way the experience of listening to and learning from other cultures can bring about wider changes in the way they view things.
B. There are many so-called voluntourism agencies that specialise in arranging trips for well-meaning students and other people who want to do voluntary work abroad. These agencies charge the volunteers for the service, but the volunteers themselves are unpaid. In general, these volunteers have the interests of the communities at heart and want to help. But how much good they actually do may depend on the extent to which the trips are organised with the needs of the target communities in mind, rather than those of the volunteers. For example, on average, volunteers only stay a fortnight, which is not enough time for them to make their mark on the community they work with. Voluntourism agencies have been attacked for promoting something which, on the surface, maintains to be humanitarian, but is in fact a source of profit for them. Ultimately, however, voluntourism establishes important access routes to money and aid for communities in desperate need. These connections could be impossible to make without the presence of volunteers. C.
The impact of volunteering on those who choose to do it can be very different. Volunteers may arrive with preconceptions, unprepared to try and understand the local culture. This may be because their underlying assumption is that it is inferior to their own and that their aim is to change it, an ambition that is quite impossible. As a result of this, volunteering may not always be a positive experience. Volunteers need to approach the challenge in the right way. Many who react negatively have not grasped the fact that their expectations were unrealistic. They have not understood that, in the end, volunteering is as much about what they can learn and share, which may or may not lead to policy change, as what they can change on the ground. Surely that is where the true importance of volunteering lies. Of course, this should not dissuade the more idealistic students from joining the schemes, but they should be encouraged to see it as more of an educational experience and focus on what they can learn from it.
D.
It is said that volunteering enables people to become more concerned and aware global citizens and then potentially push for international policy change. Ultimately, this may be the biggest benefit of doing voluntary work, rather than what any idealistic volunteer dreams they can achieve during their trip, which is usually far beyond what is possible. What volunteers often underestimate, however, is the fact that new ideas put into practice in the developing world can also have relevance back home. The spread of such ideas can be an important outcome of the growth of volunteering in general. Of course, this type of reverse innovation is not what was imagined years ago, but it is a sign of shifting times and changing attitudes.